Welcome to the Word from the Ancient Path, stories and sermons for the journey. It's a channel of blessing and encouragement for beloved friends all over the world to hear and experience how God speaks and works through ordinary people with an extraordinary calling. We bring you stories of good news, connecting in Christ, and building the kingdom, and the Word of God declared through the pastors and missionaries of Ancient Path Ministries, La Iglesia Volviendo a la Senda Antigua. Beloved listeners and friends, I am your guide, Pastor Kevin Jobe, and I am very happy to be with you. Our ministry was founded in 2011 by Pastors Jose Santiago and Yami Cruz in Jovellanos, Cuba. And my wife Tani and I serve as directors and chief connection makers for the U.S. branch of the ministry. Together we have a great team of pastors, missionaries, advisors, and kingdom servants who are dedicated to planting churches and spreading the reach of the gospel. We pray that you are blessed and inspired by these sermons, reflections, and our testimony of what God has done and is doing in and through us. There's an account in 1 Kings 17 of God's provision in response to obedience. A widow found herself in great scarcity and so desperate she expected that she would die along with her son. And then God's prophet Elijah came on the scene and asked her to do something completely counterintuitive. Take the little bit that she still had and make him some lunch. The word shares with us in 1 Kings 17:15 that she went away and did as Elijah had told her. And so there was food every day for Elijah and for the woman and for her family. For the jar of flour was not used up and the jug of oil did not run dry, in keeping with the word of the Lord spoken by Elijah. In late September 2016, Hurricane Matthew ravaged the eastern end of the island of Cuba, leaving thousands of people in the nation's poorest regions homeless, without food, shelter, water, or clothing. Many folks survived the storm and its aftermath by taking shelter in nearby caves. Word of this difficult situation came to Pastors Jose and Yami, and they quickly mobilized an offering of food and clothing from the people of La Senda Antigua. And just 3 days after the storm had passed, two vans and a car were packed tight, and a team set out for places they had never been to offer what little they had to help whoever had need. What would happen next changed the course of our ministry. The scene that awaited them was one of relatively complete destruction. Nearly 90% of all homes in the area were damaged, the vast majority of them without roofs, and many of them were simply blown away. Though our team seemed to have so little to give in the face of such great scarcity, Yami has shared with me what she said could only be called a miracle of multiplication. Everywhere they went, no matter how much food or clothing the team gave away, the supply simply never ran dry. By obedience to God, they were able to give away more than they even realized that they had. And as they worked, they began to develop relationships with pastors and congregations in this mountainous, jungle-like region. And by the time they left for home, they knew that God had called our church to an ongoing work in this part of the country, a full 2 days' drive from home. Thus was born our Mission of Mercy ministry, a critical relief outreach to the poorest of Cuba's people. The following summer, following yet another hurricane, our team mobilized again and went east. On this trip, Pastors Jose and Yami made the acquaintance of a young man that the people there called Luisito. I met him the next year, and I can tell you that this young man has the biggest smile on the island. Joy escapes his every expression. By 2018, Luisito was struggling to get a footing as he walked out a calling to serve God as a pastor. In fact, he was ready to give it up for a period of time. But Pastor Jose suggested to him that maybe he might pray and consider coming to Jovellanos and investigate joining our team. The next time I saw Luisito, he had come west with his gifted new bride, Maria Esther, to do just what Jose had suggested. And by the end of 2019, this young couple had made the decision to live and work as missionary pastors of La Senda Antigua. Following mentoring from Jose and Yami, along with seminary study, both Luisito and Maria Esther were ordained, and they now serve as Yami's assistant pastors at our main church in Jovellanos. Last year, Maria Esther's parents also made the move from Santiago de Cuba to Jovellanos and are now pastors of one of the church congregations in the La Senda Antigua network. Today, we are happy to bring you a sermon from the pen of Pastor Luis Marco Marzo. It's entitled The Necessity of Walking Under the Power of the Holy Spirit. The Church of Jesus Christ was not commissioned to be a passive church. It was commissioned to praise the name of the Lord, to carry the gospel forward, and to tear down the works of Satan and set captives free. In the Gospel of Luke, chapter 9, it says this: Jesus, when he had called the 12 together, gave them power and authority to drive out all demons and to cure diseases. And he sent them out to proclaim the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. You see, the church was not designed to hide inside the four walls of our homes and then come out long enough to go to God's house for worship and then crawl back home and remain separated from the world. As Jesus said to his disciples in Mark chapter 16, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation. Whoever believes is baptized and is baptized will be saved. But whoever does not believe will be condemned." It's for this purpose that the church was designed then, to walk in the supernatural power of the Holy Spirit. The church is designed to display the glory of God even as we live in this world. The church is designed so we can see to it that people are transformed by the power of God. In Acts chapter 1, verse 8, Jesus says to his disciples, "You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all of Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." Jesus commissioned his disciples and affirmed that they would receive power when the glory of the Holy Spirit came over them. The work of this power in us remains our great Christian testimony. And today, as his church and witnesses, we have got to recognize that we currently have a need to be filled with the Holy Spirit, from the smallest child to the most mature in the faith in our community. Leaders, pastors, and members of the flock, every one of us needs to be filled with God's glorious power. So you might find yourself asking, just what exactly does this power do? Well, when the power of the Holy Spirit comes over the believer, that person is transformed. The scriptures and the history of the church are full of accounts of this. There's a great example for us in the book of the prophet called 1 Samuel. The people of Israel have been chosen by God to bless the entire world and to demonstrate how to live as God's children. And even as the presence of God has dwelt among them and traveled with them wherever they want, they have a long history of failing miserably in that calling. By the time of the prophet Samuel, things are so bad that the nation is in complete chaos. And instead of asking God to come and once again make his presence known among them, they go to Samuel and they ask him to ask God to give them a king so that they can be like all the other nations. Now Samuel is distraught. The people have forsaken God, but the Lord tells Samuel to go ahead with the plan to find a king. Now, to make it somewhat obvious to the people who their king was supposed to be, God anointed a man named Saul, who was the best-looking, tallest guy in all of Israel. But now, despite his obvious gifts, something still needed to happen in Saul in order to make him ready to serve. We see this happening in 1 Samuel 10, starting at verse 6. Samuel says to Saul, "The Spirit of the Lord will come powerfully upon you, and you will prophesy, and you will be changed into a different person. Once these signs are fulfilled, do whatever your hand finds to do, for God is with you." And as Saul turned to leave Samuel, God changed Saul's heart. All these signs were fulfilled that day. God changed Saul's heart. Saul was transformed into a new person in order to do the work of the Lord as king of Israel. You see, someone can have all the talent, all the physical stature and good looks, a great education, a ton of experience, all of those things, but they can still come out ineffective if they are disconnected from the spiritual power. You can't go out into the mission field, be a pastor or a church leader of any kind, if you are not filled with the power of God. As the word says in Romans 12:2, do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. We're going to take a moment now for a short break. Stay with us for more on The Ancient Path. At Ancient Path Ministries, our greatest hope is to carry the light of the kingdom of God into places where it is most needed. We want to see people set free from what holds them captive and offer salvation in Christ to people lost in darkness. We want to live as examples, the oaks of righteousness planted to display God's splendor. Now, our ministry is built on connections in Christ, and our financial foundation depends on the regular partnership of beloved friends such as you. If you'd be interested in becoming a Covenant financial partner or just contribute to the work of the ministry, invite you to visit our website, ancientpathministries.org. Check out the church in action and see how you can be a part of bringing good news, connecting in Christ, and building the kingdom. Acts chapter 2, verses 42 to 47. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and the fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer. Everyone was filled with awe at the many wonders and signs performed by the apostles. All the believers were together and had everything in common. And they sold property and possessions to give to anyone who had need. Every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts, praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people. And the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved. This is the church as the Spirit gave birth to it. This is the example toward which we ought to strive. The church was birthed and baptized in the Holy Spirit to walk in God's power. The most remarkable thing in this passage may be how this tremendous power was demonstrated in three ways. There is first Spirit-enabled discipline and devotion to the things of God and His people. Then there is awe and wonder at the supernatural demonstrations of God's power through the apostles who, like King Saul, had been transformed in order to do this work. And then there's the way in which the transformed community of believers shared. God made certain through their obedience that no one went without what they needed. The result was an atmosphere of joy and praise and favor that increased day after day after day after day. You see, my friend, if the church is full of the power of God, then nothing and no one can hold her back. A church full of the power of the Lord will transform cities, heal the sick, liberate the captives, and open doors that no one can close, and raise the dead. Miraculous signs of the Holy Spirit will be obvious in her. When the followers of Jesus Christ and His church walk under the power of the Holy Spirit, the world will turn around and look and see the commanding power of God. We would do well to turn our concern much more to the visible power of God at work in us than we do with theological coursework, 2,000 years after the initial calling of the church, we continued to be called to be witnesses for Jesus Christ in our hometowns, in the surrounding regions, across our nation, and to the ends of the earth. And friend, the moment in which we are living demands that we be full of the power of the Lord. The church cannot stand firm or resist the skirmishes of Satan if we are not filled with the Holy Spirit. As it says in Ephesians 5:14, we need to wake up, sleeper, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine upon you. Church, we have got to rid ourselves of apathy, wake up from our napping and stupor and the lack of focus. Throw all those things aside and be filled with the Spirit. As the Word tells us in Isaiah 60, starting at verse 1, arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you. You see, darkness covers the earth, and thick darkness is over the peoples, but the Lord rises upon you, and His glory appears over you. Nations will come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your dawn. Church, God is calling you. And you know what? He's not looking for your academic credentials. And he's not looking for your complete theological training. No. God is looking for the level of the willingness of your heart. He's searching out your yearning, your desire to seek after the things of his kingdom. As Jesus declared in Matthew chapter 5, verse 6, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. So, my friend, I encourage you, get rid of everything that does not help you to be filled with the power of God, the power of the Holy Spirit in your life. Get rid of it all. The sin, the bitterness, the unforgiveness, the unrepentant heart. As the Word of God tells us, believers, the church of Jesus Christ, must be filled with the Holy Spirit. Filled to overflowing, so that we can walk in God's holiness. We can walk by God's guiding hand. We can walk under God's power. And then we will confidently march on in faith. May God bless you richly as you go. Amen. At Ancient Path Ministries, we are so grateful to God because we have been blessed with faithful pastors like Luisito and Maria Esther, who help to lead and grow the community of the faithful. Thank you, Luisito, for sharing this word with us today. May we all find a new measure of the indwelling presence of the Holy Spirit. And with that, beloved friends, we have come to the end of this episode. So I encourage you to come on back to our house next week. As we always say, mi casa es tu casa. Thank you for joining us. Once again, be sure to check out our website, ancientpathministries.org. Like and follow us on Facebook and follow us on Instagram at Ancient Path Ministries. This is Pastor Kevin Job for Ancient Path Ministries, La Iglesia Volviendo a la Senda Antigua. I can't wait to tell you more next time. May God bless you richly as you go and be the church.